On Saturdays, you get a chance to hear Behind the Mitten here on WPHM. Pushing some buttons here to make sure everybody is with us. It's a great show that features all kinds of tourist destinations around the state. And joining us right now, I think we've got both John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman online with us this morning. Do we have you both of you?
Good morning.
Hey, we do. All right, fantastic. It took a last second button push there, but we got you. We have not been able to air your show the last several weeks because we've had Michigan State football on at noon, but you guys are back this this Saturday. What do you got going on?
Well, you know, we're really excited to be back back on the air there in Port Huron, and all our friends there filling them in on what's happening around the state of Michigan. This weekend, we have a very special show. We're going to be on Mackinac Island for the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony and the Christmas Bazaar. It's 4 days of fun. The island comes back alive, and it is a festive time of year.
Man, does that ever sound cool? I have never been to Mackinac Island when it wasn't June or July or maybe August. That's got to be a really fun thing to see.
It is so different to see it. It's so pristine and quiet. And yet you still have all the charm of Mackinac Island. And there are still some places that are open. You can still stay on the island at a couple different bed and breakfasts in a hotel. The Mustang Lounge stays open all year round, so you can get something to eat. And it's just a beautiful time of year to experience Mackinac in a completely different way than the summer.
How do you get there in December? Does the ferry still run?
Yeah, Star Line is still operating. They do that until the ice is become a major issue there. It's limited trips there and back, so we got to make sure we catch the ferry before it leaves St. Ignace. You can only catch it from St. Ignace. You can also fly in, which I have never done, but Miss Amy has.
That's a quick way to get there.
It's super fast. It's like 15 minutes.
Right, from just about anywhere in Michigan, for that matter.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's a beautiful way to get there. And like John said, that the ferry will run until the ice forms over. And some years it doesn't form the ice bridge. Other years it does. It's kind of, you don't really know when that's going to happen. But otherwise, it's a quick trip from St. Ignace on the ferry. And especially for a day like today when people are coming over for the holiday celebration, it's very festive. Everyone will be dressed up and ready to go and have a great time on the island.
So based on the weather, you probably don't want to plan a trip for January or February or even March, but you could get there. And certainly December, I think, is a great time to go and see that beautiful Christmas tree.
Yeah, in fact, Paul, I'm going to be working on a story here for MLive about, you know, how you can plan a perfect vacation on Mackinac Island, because you can do that throughout the winter season. They'll have a big chili event in February, chili cook-off, and other events that they have. So it is a festive time of the year, not only during wintertime. But I do want to tell you one more thing. The reason why we're there, Original Murdoch's Fudge will reopen just kind of for the office and for the workers and the fudge makers, because they're going to start shipping fudge all over the country. Amy and I have been there for the last several years while they do this. It's so impressive to watch the operation. They're making fudge. As soon as they make it, they're boxing it up and they're shipping it, right, Amy, all over the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool process to watch. And you can place orders for the fudge until December 19th if you go to originalmurdochs.com, and they will ship the fudge anywhere in the country, anywhere around the world, but they make it fresh all December. So it's a great gift to give to a loved one far away.
No, that's a great idea, because people love Mackinac Island fudge, and to be able to get some of that in the off-season as a Christmas gift, great idea. Well, guys, we'll be listening on Saturday at noon to Behind the Mitten. Have a great time there on the island. We can't wait to hear all about it.
All right, take care.
Thanks so much.
All right, talk to you next week. Bye, guys.